Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting. Each week, I speak with authors, experts, and thought leaders on everything from American history and democracy to how to be a better person on the internet. And don't miss my extremely popular docuseries, which educate you on things you never learned in history class. Follow and listen to Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Seven forty-eight, 12 till 8, Tommy Tucker, WWL, joined by Martha Kegel, Executive Director of Unity of Greater New Orleans, about what's going on with the homeless encampment suites, sweeps. Good morning, Martha. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you, Tommy?
I'm okay. I will say this. I think in terms of, this is just my opinion. You don't have to get involved in this, Martha. We'll tell you what. Go ahead. Let me have you on, and I'll give my opinion, which concerns, if we're going to get worried, if the governor's office could be worried about what's going on in the city, I would be more concerned with the Plaza Tower falling apart than I would with the homeless encampments. But that's just me. Tell me what's going on with the homeless sweeps, and where are we?
Well, as I understand it, there's a temporary restraining order in place right at the moment. We haven't been involved with that, but that's my understanding. I think that's just temporary, though, to make sure that the city laws are followed in terms of giving people proper notice that they don't lose their possessions. But I will say that, you know, I think moving people from place to place doesn't solve homelessness. And the unfortunate thing about that having been done is that the Unity Collaborative of organizations in the city and the state had been working really hard together harmoniously to house people. And we had an active list, and we had done a lot of work with more than 75 individuals and had gotten them approved for different housing programs, which is a complex process. And we're in the process of housing them when all of a sudden they were moved. And so that undid a lot of our work. And then people ended up getting scattered, and now we can't find them. And they're now in other neighborhoods. And, you know, their presence is probably causing some problems for other neighbors and other businesses elsewhere. So nothing was accomplished by that. And I would hope that going forward, we can all continue to work harmoniously, because what we know is that the solutions to homelessness are proven, and it's housing, rental assistance, and case management services. And we're, you know, we have a lot of expertise in doing that. We don't have quite enough resources, considering how large our poverty population is, but we have more resources than we've ever had right now. And if we all just work together, we can make a huge difference.
Let me say it a different way, Martha, and maybe I shouldn't have started the way I did. Let me say it this way. You don't want people to stay on the streets. You're not advocating for people to live in homeless encampments. There is a plan in place. There is a process underway. People have been enrolled in the process. Things are moving. The wheels are in motion. This just disrupts everything and makes it harder to get people off of the street. Although maybe politically expedient, although maybe, you know, by moving a block or two down the street, it might make it look a little bit better in the short term for some people, it is extremely disruptive to the process that you have in place. Is that accurate?
That is absolutely accurate. And in addition to that, a lot of the folks we're talking about do suffer from serious mental illness, and they suffer from paranoia. And if you, you know, have police officers involved, you know, forcing people to move, you have just disrupted the trust that you've built with that person, and you may never get the opportunity to voluntarily house them again. They may, you know, just completely distrust you from, you know, now going forward. And so you know, the trauma that that caused is also an important issue. The lack of, you know, the disrupted trust is a very important issue. It doesn't really matter what our various motivations are for wanting to end people's homelessness. We can have multiple motivations. It's bad for economic development. It's bad for the quality of life for every citizen. It is a tragedy for the people actually suffering from homelessness. As long as we work together and use the proven, cost-effective, compassionate solutions, we can make a huge difference, and we are making a huge difference. In the last 13 months alone, we have housed 1,292 people experiencing literal homelessness.
Martha, I don't know if you were out there or not, but everything I've seen and I've heard from people that were, they tell me that the police officers, the state police, were extremely compassionate. They got the sense that they didn't really want to be out there, but they were just doing what they were told to do because they realized that they were disrupting a process. Did you want to weigh in on that at all?
I would agree with that. I think that the state police tried their very best to try to minimize the disruption, and they tried to be as compassionate as possible, and kudos for them for trying to, you know, make a bad situation not as bad as it could have been.
Final thoughts if somebody wants to get involved or help Unity or help with a homeless situation, because, you know, table pounding accomplishes nothing. I always use the example, Martha, of a community event, a parent-teacher meeting. Chairs just don't set themselves up. Somebody has to do the work behind the scenes. And when it comes to this, again, table pounding, grandstanding accomplishes nothing. If somebody wants to get involved, what do they do?
The best thing to do is to go to our website, unitygno.org, unitygno.org. You can either give directly to Unity or you can give to any of our member organizations, which we have listed. You can give to Catholic Charities. You can give to Volunteers of America, Harry Thompson Center, Travelers Aid Society, Easter Seals. Many organizations are part of the work that we do. At any given time, we are housing 3,500 people with disabilities previously rescued from homelessness. And as I said, we just housed another almost 1,300 people. And we are hoping to house 500 more people this winter. And we can do that with the community's help. Another thing people can do is donate gently used household goods to our warehouse. Again, if you go to our website, you can see how to do that, unitygno.org.
Thank you, Martha. Happy Thanksgiving to you. God bless all the work you do. 7:55, 5 till 8, traffic now, WWL.